Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our first Christmas Eve service for Trinity Presbyterian Church. Good evening. It's our pleasure to host our first Lessons and Carols as Trinity Presbyterian Church. If you're unfamiliar with this format, there is no set sermon, and there's no one conducting you from up front telling you what to do. So hang on to your bulletin, and we will have readings of scripture and a carol, and back and forth as we walk through the grand story of redemption, culminating in what Christ has done for us, by becoming the human that we needed him to be, to die in our place, to live in our place, to rise again to give us new life. And so, let's open with prayer. Lord God, we thank you for gathering us here, for us to commemorate, not simply for the ceremony, but for our souls, the fact that you left heaven to come save traitors like us, to make it possible for us to be adopted by you, to become heirs of the very kingdom that we once sought to destroy. And so, Lord, we ask that you be honored tonight as your word is read and your praises are sung, and that we will have more gratitude than we currently do for the fact that we can celebrate you became one of us so that we could spend forever with you. It's in Christ's name that we ask all these things. Amen. Please remain seated for all of our songs and begin singing tonight, Once in Royal David City.
Thank you. First lesson. God tells sinful Adam that he has lost the life of paradise and that his sin will bruise the serpent's head. Genesis 3, 8 through 10. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself.
Second lesson, God promises to faithful Abraham that in his seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Lesson 2, Genesis 22, verses 15 through 18. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I may bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
Third lesson, the prophet foretells the coming of the Savior. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
The fourth lesson, the peace that Christ will bring is foreshown. Isaiah 11, 1 to 9. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding, in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
The fifth lesson. The angel Gabriel salutes the blessed Mary. Luke chapter 1, verse 27 to 38. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is his sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Thank you. The sixth lesson, St. Luke tells of the birth of Jesus. Luke's Gospel, verse 2, 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Seventh lesson, the shepherds go to the manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them. And they were afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. St. Luke 2, 8-14.
Thank you. wise men are led by the star to Jesus. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
Ninth lesson. St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The herald angels sing. One more verse. Amen. Please be seated. 3,000 years ago, Israel wondered, when would they finally be members of the kingdom God had promised them? But they sought to be a part of that kingdom by relying on themselves. Turning away from God, they longed for a human king. And so they chose one according to human wisdom, King Saul. And as you may expect, Saul, because he was based completely on human wisdom, was a failure. Not in the people's eyes, but in God's. And so while Saul was being hailed by the people, God sent a prophet to the city of Bethlehem to find a shepherd who he would have be king. And that king was a man after God's own heart. And that king ruled in a way that God had commanded. But that king was only a foreshadowing of the ultimate kingdom that God would bring one day. Because that kingdom failed again as they turned away from the Lord and all were sent into exile. And they sang songs like we do at this time. O come, Emmanuel, and rescue captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here till the Son of God should appear. And then lo and behold, after 70 years, the prophecies came true and they came home. And it looked as though all would be right again. And they waited for the days when the prophets had foretold when finally there would be the kingdom they were expecting. King Cyrus of Babylon sent them home with incalculable riches. They were able to rebuild their city wall. They even rebuilt the temple. But the kingdom didn't come. And the king didn't come. And sure, after a while, the Babylonian captivity was replaced by the Persians. And after the Persians, the Greeks. And after the Greeks, the Romans. And so 1,000 years after that first shepherd king was installed, God's people were still wondering, when is the kingdom going to come? When can we be a part of all the blessings God has promised? But each of them sought to bring about this kingdom in their own way, some by military power, some by politics, some by their own righteousness, or so they thought. And while they were all busy seeking to find a way to bring about that kingdom, one night, the lowliest of people in the, in the culture, those tending cattle, the shepherds, were not in Jerusalem with all the political machinations, jockeying for power. They too were in lowly Bethlehem, watching their flocks by night. And to them, God announced that the kingdom was finally going to come. The king had arrived and he was born, but not in Jerusalem or other luxurious cities. He was in Bethlehem with them, but not even in a house for humans, because this kingdom was unlike anything they were expecting. He was in a manger, a very unfitting place for any human, let alone the King of Kings, the creator of all things, who decided it was worth it for him to become one of us. And why? Because like the people of Israel, we too seek to establish our own kingdom, our own way. And we think we can build it on our might and our power and our goodness. And God says, mercifully, you don't have enough of any of those to pay for the wrongs you've done and to be as good as you have to be for me to accept you. So since you can't do it, I'll do it for you. I'll become one of you. I'll live perfectly for 33 years since you can't. And I'll take the penalty for all of your sins because you can't afford to take that either. It means eternal punishment. But if I'm God, as well as man, I can take the eternal punishment and withstand it. And I'll be God's perfect son. And I'll give you credit as though you were that perfect son. All you have to do is believe that this is your hope. And it's yours, a gift that no one can take away and that you can't even give away if you tried. It's an inheritance I'll keep for you forever, God says. So he came, and they rejected him, and they killed him. What they didn't know was, in God permitting them to kill his son, the ultimate enemy of all was being destroyed, the enemy of death, the enemy that we brought into this world when we turned against God. And when he took our punishment for us and he rose again, he not only took our punishment, but he conquered the power of sin and death once and for all, as virtually all of our songs mentioned in some way, shape, or form tonight. And so with all the wonderful things that we celebrate at Christmas time, we can't afford to let this specific thing slip by us. Not simply that Jesus was born, but why? Because if he had not become one of us to live for us and die for us and rise again to give us new life, none of us would have any hope whatsoever. So let's commemorate the amazing sacrifice he gave for us, not simply his death, but leaving heaven at all to come down into this messed up world that he didn't mess up, but he certainly did begin the process of fixing what we broke. And when he returns again, finally, all will be made right. So we're going to sing in commemoration of what he has done for us, Silent Night. If you are familiar with candle lighting services, each of you had candles you could grab outside the door. They look like this. Please make sure your drip guard is on. I will light a candle up here, and I will begin the first two rows, and then each of you pass the flame on. Please note these instructions to save your skin, your clothes, and the school floor. The unlit candle goes to the lit candle. You do not take the lit candle and tilt it over, because then the wax goes everywhere, on you, your clothes, and the floor. So, unlit goes to the lit. I know some of you are still not going to get it. So we will sing Silent Night together, and as we kill the lights here, please be thinking not simply about the sentimentality and the beauty, but think about the light that came into the darkness that we just read about, without which we would have no hope whatsoever. Thank you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for coming to earth, dying in our place, living in our place, and rising again to give us new life. May we be so full of joy at the hope that that gift gives up, brings us, that we are able to reflect that joy to this world, to one another, this Christmas time and forevermore. We ask all this in Christ's name. Amen. Please carefully extinguish your candles. And have a Merry Christmas and go in peace.